Good day, everybody. This is Paul Sterling here from Ignored to Adored, and I have on the line with me some people who have been going through the process, and we're just going to ask them a few questions and see what they have to say about this incredibly intense, basically relationship breakthrough process. And what I want to do is hear from them. Where did they start? Like, whatever they want to share about what was going on in their relationship, what have they learned, where is their relationship now, and where do they see their relationship going? So who'd like to go first?
I'll go first. Okay.
So where were you? And
complete hopelessness. It was the end of the rope. The book was closed. It was done. Flatlining. That's
and
where we were at in August. When I called you.
And there had been a lot of, I don't know what you're willing to share, but there had been some real bumps in the relationship.
Yes. Years of neglect,
mm-hmm.
which led to unfaithfulness,
right.
infidelity in the marriage.
And why I'm saying this is most people would think that that equals the relationship's over. You know, if
right.
that happens, that means the relationship's over. And you were almost there, so what changed? What have you learned?
What I learned was how much I contributed to the situation, which was a tremendous breakthrough because I was wallowing in self-pity. I was feeling like something awful was being done to me. And then in the breakthrough conversation we had, it didn't take very long to realize the part that I played and how much I actually contributed to the breakdown of the relationship just by sort of my passive-aggressive tendencies.
Thank you. That's courageous to be able to look at that. And where is it? Where are things now?
Well... It took 3 months of us working together for me to even get myself to a place where I could address the issues that caused me to behave in the way that I did. So now we're at the point where my husband has just started the coaching, and he just sort of had a breakthrough. We had a breakthrough together on our first session together. It was really intense. It went, you know, it took us to the edge, and we were able to come back to a better place and not get stuck in that awful dark place.
Yeah, breakthroughs rarely happen in the middle of your comfort zone.
It was very uncomfortable.
And
yeah,
what
usually spirals into a terrible argument didn't happen. It actually, you know, my husband was able to use the skill that you kept drilling into him, just listen. And he did. And it made a world of difference in how I felt communicating and also how he responded to me, because once he actually did listen, He got what I was trying to say. He understood.
Thank you. And where do you see it going?
I actually have hope that this marriage, this relationship could be resuscitated. And I really wasn't feeling it. I was really just trying. This was the last resort. If this doesn't work, it's done. And what do you know? You breathed some life into it. It's actually working. There's a pulse.
I see it
going, you know, into healing.
Right. And if people are curious about this or scared about this, what would you recommend that they do?
Jump in and, you know, get scared. Get in there. Dig it up. Pull it out. Get messy. It's the only way. It's under the surface, and it's just going to fester, so let it out.
I got it. Thank you so much. Who else is on here that's willing to share some what's going on?
Well, you know, I was listening to Linda, and I don't think I'm at that point of being articulate about those different areas and along the way. But I will say that this has been profound for me. I was like her. I felt hopeless in the beginning, and I knew that I was part of the problem, but I didn't know how much I was part of the problem of our lack of communication and the problems that we were having. So it's been magical for me. It's really almost been magic the way that our relationship has begun to open. And I had shared with Paul the thing about we hadn't communicated very much, so I stepped into his world, and all of a sudden he talked to me for 3 hours straight about what was going on with him, and it was like I just sat there and listened. I didn't try to jump in. I didn't try to lead him. I just listened, and it was just So I would say that was probably one of the first major breakthroughs we had. So I feel like I'm kind of on the road to breakthrough and very hopeful about what the future will be like.
How different is that to have that three-hour conversation?
So we weren't really communicating that much. In fact, he said to me when it was over, he said, you got me to talk to you for 3 hours. And I don't think he would have stopped at that point. I think he would have kept going. Actually, he'd probably been on four. I was exhausted, you know, with it. But it's been good. And it opened up our relationship, too. I feel like it softened our relationship immeasurably.
And are these skills that almost anybody can learn, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm trained in many ways to be a listener and to do all this. And I thought I knew how to listen and communicate. And I found out I really didn't know these things. I mean, all of us, they're obvious when you learn them, but they're not obvious. You know, like creating magical moments, you know that's true, but you don't know that's true. You don't use it in your life. And those things are just powerful when you understand their power when you communicate with somebody.
You are an incredibly successful, powerful woman, too, and very smart and, you know, had a great career. So it's not like you didn't have some brain power here. You were missing something.
Well, you know, my mother and father, they didn't know how to communicate with each other, so I didn't really learn any of that. I learned how to be punitive and castrating and withholding and, you know, case building and all those things. And that was really creating a demise in our relationship rather than building our relationship. I didn't understand what I was doing, actually.
And any last words to recommend what people do? I mean, if somebody's on the fence, if they're worried about it?
I would recommend that people do this. I mean, I can't tell you how thankful I am for this every day and how excited I am to learn more, and I see the power of it. So it's a real way to heal your relationship, whatever that means, you know, but it's a real way to heal yourself and to heal your relationship.
Thank you. So I think we have one more person.
I am here. I kind of feel like I'm still working on my breakthroughs, but obviously, I already had a breakthrough just because I feel like by using the skills that I'm learning, I actually managed to turn around my relationship with my boyfriend, and we are still together because it was in a place where really the communication was just becoming impossible. And I feel like we have gone back to a place where we can talk. It's not where I would like it to be yet, but it's getting there. And I am absolutely amazed by how much power there is in taking the responsibility myself, you know, for what's going on instead of constantly thinking what the other person is doing wrong and kind of like analyzing them. I really did focus on me, and I decided to do certain things that I never thought I would do, or I just talk in a different way and like be less defensive and like really just learn what it means to love the other person, to just like take the focus off myself in a good way. So that has been very powerful, and I'm really looking forward to what's what's going to be next. And because this hasn't been such a long process yet, and we'll see.
There was something you said earlier in the other call where you said there was something you told your boyfriend that made him smile ear to ear, and he did. He came over and fixed your car or something.
Yeah, so that was the magic moment that I created, and it was very conscious on my part, because before that, you know, I kind of felt like certain things that he was doing, it was just, it was normal. He's supposed to do this. And I would say thank you, but I wasn't ever too effusive in my thank you and gratitude, or like I guess I never did anything that like really sparked him back. So we just had this situation where my car was broken, and it just turned out that the battery was drained. So he drove back, and you know, he came over and he helped me out with my car, and he charged the battery. And it wasn't like, you know, a super complicated thing, but I really showed my gratitude, and I told him that this was really important to me, and I'm really, really thankful to him, and that he's my hero. And actually, I told him that he's my hero after he was like, oh, no, this was nothing. And I'm like, no, really, like, this was a big thing for me. You know, like, I didn't know how to do this. Like, you're my hero. And this completely just, like, lit him up. And it was such a precious moment for me, because it just felt great to really praise him and feel that, yes, he is my hero. So I don't think I would have done it before without going through this whole process of learning to be more responsible for the relationship and learning the skills to listen and also to give. So I really do appreciate that, and I'm wanting to do more of that.
And one last thing, and I know I'm, again, putting you on the spot, but I think it's important that people know you're someone who is another person who's really damn smart. You're a research scientist, so it's not like you're not capable of learning or doing any of that stuff, but somehow you still missed this part of the relationship.
Yes, I totally did.
Yeah.
And I am sort of amazed, you know, like that there are those nuances that like we often just like overlook, or I overlooked. You know, that's what I see, because I have been. I feel like, you know, my relationship story has been so terrible that I've been in such bad relationships. But I, like, now looking back, I can see that I just did not know how to communicate. And I was coming from this reactive place instead of actually the compassionate and proactive place where I just didn't know how to do it. And I didn't see it, and now it's just—it really didn't take that much time to actually, like, realize that and change that. And it's almost, you know, small but like a super giant shift. So it's pretty amazing.
Like you're not learning a new language; you're learning how to use language in a new way. And everybody pretty much knows how to communicate, but this is different than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you, everybody, and I really appreciate your feedback. So this is Paul Sterling signing off from Magic Relationships.